Welcome to Workshop Wednesdays with Tony Gambone, where you will learn how to build your business and take it to the next level. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Well, good morning. My name is Tony Gambone, and it's, here we are, Workshop Wednesday, and wow, it's September 2nd already. Time really goes quickly. We have just started the fourth quarter of the year. It's funny, football is getting ready to start, and we all know that they play four quarters per game. And as we know, the game is exciting all the way through, but the most exciting part is the last quarter, all the way down to the last 2 minutes of the game to see who the winner is. Well, we just entered the fourth quarter. Okay, so that means that we have September, October, November, December. 4 months with a few holidays, and if you do all the math, it's probably going to come out to a lot less than 4 months. What I do know is that before you know it, we'll be to the last 2 minutes of the quarter, and we'll be determining whether or not we should move forward in the new year, or we should just go out and get a job. Now, you know, it's always complicated. That decision, the reality of it, a lot of us refuse to believe it or even take time to think about it. So if you're just looking at this opportunity now, you might have made a little bit of a mistake by not paying attention at the end of each quarter. Just like on the football field, a coach has to determine each quarter how he's going to adjust his offense and defense to play better against his opponent. And in business and in life, we have to pay attention to what's going on in our world and our surroundings so that we can, therefore, make adjustments in our play-by-play, okay, in our daily day, in our daily actions. Are we planning properly? Did the plan that we come up with work? Does it need to be adjusted? It's not hard to do, folks. The hard part is taking the time to sit down and look at it. A lot of us won't do it because we know that we're not doing what we're supposed to do during our daily day. And that's difficult. The reason why it's difficult is because you cannot win at anything unless you commit to spending 110% of your time doing it. And in today's world, things are fast. We move real fast in the market today. And so if you're not really focused on gaining access to what it is that you need to do every day, then you're not going to succeed. Now, we know every day we have to take action to our plan. What we don't all do is develop a plan and keep it in sight so you can see the plan, so you can go back. Now, look, you know, I'm just as guilty as everyone else. Okay, if I had to look for my business plan or my plan of action, usually it's somewhere on a tablet, on a document, somewhere close to my desk. But is it out in front of me? No. Should it be? Yes. Why? Because I need to know when I made that plan that I worked backwards to know what I need to do every day. Even though I know what I need to do every day, I need to see it to remind me because we get distracted easily. So if you're out there and you're struggling with that, hey, I would love to talk to you more about that. You could always call into the show, 347-989-1363. And while we're getting to that point of the show here, you can always find everything you want to know about the show by going to workshop-wednesdays.com and learn more about what we're doing here. You can go to toughtalkradionetwork.com and find a list of shows that are aired weekly here on the Tough Talk Network as well. We're always looking to help others. I'd love to have that 15-minute consultation with people. It doesn't cost you anything. I love to do that to find out what you're doing. It helps me learn, it helps me stay on track, and it helps me help others. So for me, it's a win-win all the way around. So remember, if you haven't done your homework this year, maybe you need to think about finding someone in your area that could help you. I'm always available for that conversation as well. So, you know, yesterday we did our networking group here in Houston, and as always, we have speakers, and it's really good to have Michelle Sism, one of our other radio hosts here in the network. She's out of Louisiana. We're in Texas. She came in to speak to our networking group of business owners and talked about sales conversions. It's the one thing people hate to do every day is make those calls. Some people call it cold calls. Some people say it's, well, I made it a warm call. But most people don't discipline themselves to make all the calls. So if you know how much money you want to make this month, you have to figure out how many clients you need to bring on or how many products you need to sell. You need to figure out the percentage of your conversions. Basically, the average solopreneur would get maybe 1 out of 8 calls, more likely 1 out of 10. So, you know, that probably means you have to do at least 10 calls a day. And it means you have to do it 5 days a week. It means you have to do it, you know, 30 days out of the month or 25 days out of the month, 20 days, somewhere in that area. The problem is, will you do it? Will you do it consistently? It's complicated. It's scary. It sounds like something I don't want to do, but it's something I know I have to do. So people will spend money quickly on marketing their business, and that's great. But in today's world, people want to hear a voice in a heartbeat. They want to have a conversation. So the best way to improve your business is by making calls. So maybe you don't want to just call somebody randomly. Okay, well, go out and network and meet. And don't try to sell them on the spot. Try to have a phone call with them and find out what they do. After all, you might not be able to help them, especially if you don't know what they do or what their needs are, what they're trying to get out of it. What are their expectations? So it can be complicated, but most of the time, we're the complication. And folks, you know, I tell you this every week. I'm the prime example of the things I talk about, or I wouldn't be talking about them. It helps me just as much as it helps my clients, or my listeners, or my associates. So it's really important to make sure that you have that same mindset. You're not out trying to, you know, conquer the world. What you're trying to do is conquer a little bit of today. Take it in small bites. You're not going to be able to swallow it all up at one time. You're not going to be able to be an overnight success in under 20 years. It's impossible, okay? Yeah, there might be one out of 100,000 people that become that overnight success, but I can guarantee you they tried for 20 years at other things before they came across that one thing that made them an overnight success. And the one thing I know for sure is they had commitment to never giving up and consistently doing the same practices over and over. If you don't do that, well, maybe that's your problem. If you do it and it's not working for you, maybe there's a little bit of a shift that needs to take place. Not sure. You can always learn more by having a conversation with someone else that's either like-minded, someone you look up to, someone you trust, and don't make it a family member or a spouse. That usually turns into an argument. Okay? If you have a company full of employees, have a conversation with them. You don't have to find out exactly what it is that you want to know from them. Conversation with them. Their conversation might allow you to understand more about what you need in your business. If you're a solopreneur, if you're out there working on your own and you do networking, find someone out there that you like in your group and have a conversation with them. Make sure that you take time out to talk, learn, listen. Important part of that. Listen. So, hey, we have a great show lined up here today, as we always do. We have my first guest is Gabriella Kovac, and we'll be bringing her up here shortly. She's a lady born in Hungary. I'm excited about that. And I just want to make sure we go through our housekeeping, take a commercial break before we do that. So, toughtalkradionetwork.com is where you can find the whole list of shows. If you're interested in hosting your own show, well, we're just rounding up the end of our special that's going on for people that want to host their own show. You know, you can get a free month out of it and a no setup fee. So that's a big savings of money. So if you're interested in gaining access to more people learning about you, check us out. Also, if you want to be a guest on the show, you can go on the toughtalkradionetwork.com and click on the show that you want to be a guest on, and fill out the registration form and schedule a date that's available and convenient to you. You can connect with us on Facebook under Tough Talk Radio or Tony Gambone. You can find us on Twitter under TTR Network. You can find me on Twitter under Tony Gambone. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me anywhere if you have a Google search bar. Just type in Tony Gambone and connect with me. I always like gaining access to more people so that I can continuously learn more. So we're going to take a commercial break. And before we do that, just make sure 347-989-1363. Call into the show. Join the conversation. Fill up the coffee, get another bottle of water, get a piece of paper and a pencil. You're going to need to take some notes, and we're going to be right back with my first guest, Gabrielle, so stay tuned.
Lauren Jano is an elite, international certified, high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Okay, welcome back to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and if you missed the beginning, we were talking about the fourth quarter of the year, how you're lining yourself up to hit the end of the season, the end of the year, how you're going to turn this year into a profit. So if you missed it, go back and listen to the archive. You can find out more about that by going to workshop-wednesdayswithanes.com. My first guest, as I mentioned, is a lady by the name of Gabriella Kovac. She was born in Hungary. And just after the Second World War had drawn to a close, she lived through the Hungarian uprising against the communists in 1956. And remember vividly Russian tanks under her bedroom window. Now, folks, you know, we live in a country that people complain, moan, and groan every day, right? But there's nothing like this here. She's an experienced public speaker, a fashion designer, and cook throughout her life. She has been inspired by her mother's amazing tenacity and outsmarting the Nazis and the communists and winning. Her zest for life motivated, her mother's zest for life motivated her to write Georgian Holocaust stories. So let's welcome Gabrielle up to the show. Gabrielle, welcome.
Hello there, Tony. Thanks for having me on your show.
Thanks for taking time out to be with us. Now, where are you calling in from?
I am calling in from all the way from Australia.
Okay. Very good. I love it. And so what time of the day is it there in Australia?
Right now it is, let me have a look. It is 1:45 in the morning.
Oh, so you stayed up late just to be with us. Why, surely, thank you for that.
I actually had the clock on to wake me up.
There you go. Well, see, here I'm in Texas, and so in the central part of the United States, and it's 10:45 here in the morning. So big time difference there. Okay, so
yeah.
You have an interesting story here, and I love when people come and they tell the journey in their lives. So tell us a little bit about the journey. I mean, you were born in Hungary, and you're in Australia. Tell us the journey.
Oh, well, my journey starts back in, obviously, in Hungary when I was a very, very little girl, or when I was born there, and my mother was actually involved in the black market. Now, that may sound a bit criminal, but if you wanted to survive in those times under communism, you either sold things that you could sell, and that wasn't legal, not like in normal countries, or you starved to death. Basically, you had a choice. And since she was a very talented woman, she sold her own products and created a network of people to make her designs and products and sold them. And then when the revolution came, she just said, we're not staying in a country where they kill each other every 10 years. We're getting out of here to some place where it's warmer. And she packed up. Actually, she got 12 visas from the Hungarian government. She bought them, and we came out legally to Australia.
Wow.
And that's basically that journey in a nutshell.
Wow. So you have witnessed and seen some things, and I'm sure you've heard some incredible stories. And I could just picture sitting there listening to the stories, just wide-eyed and like, wow, and wow. And so tell me, I know you're a speaker. I know I read your bio, and your website is your name. It's GabrielleKovac.com. Am I saying your last name right, K-O-V-A-C?
Yes, that's right. Yes, Tony, that is my last name.
Okay, so they can go to that, yourname.com, and find your website and learn about your book. But Georgina, was that your mother?
Yes, that was my mother. She was an incredible, really larger than life, because some of the stuff she did was just like, as you said, sometimes you said to me, I just watched it wide-eyed and listened to some of the stories, and some of the stories are on the website in a clip. And it was just an amazing life. And I thought it did inspire me to write it for more than one reason, because there's so many, as I've listened to your show a bit earlier, there's so many people out there that need inspiration. And I think she's the type of person, although she was, you know, during the Holocaust and under communism, and if you think of those type of odds to today, and she survived and did well. So somebody listening to it, it may inspire and motivate them to, okay, compared to that, I don't have that many problems. How about if I just do something about it?
Well, you know, Gabrielle, I find that being part of the black market and all that, back then in that time, people did what they had to do to survive. So I don't see that as a bad thing. I just see that as a way of survival. And you know, when we're in survival mode, we really get to experience our ability to be greater than we ever thought. So, you know, sometimes you might think that that might have been a good thing for her, or she would have never been able to excel and allow people to be motivated by the journey she took.
Exactly. And if you look at it, like in today, if you look at in the U.S. or in Australia, why is it black market to create and sell your own product and have other people help you make it and sell it? It isn't. It's just under communism, you weren't allowed to do that. And you had, like, you couldn't have a house and you couldn't have a car because then the secret police would come and question you. So if you look at those odds, to me, that is not an illegal thing. It's an illegal government more than anything else.
Exactly. I totally agree. And so I'm on your website and I see comments like, this should be a movie. I want to see the movie. There's a free download to the chapter. So what I want to find out is, what brought you to writing the story? Was it you telling other people what you learned and about your mother? Was it a way to carry the legacy? And is there part of the story that talks about what you learned and how you put that into practice?
It's mostly about the things that during the Holocaust, what my family did on how they fought outside the square and survived very cleverly instead of becoming a victim. And then afterwards, under communism again, how my mother survived and kept on recreating herself and surviving very well and beating the system. I did have a pretty horrendous episode when I was about 4 years old. The secret police did come and question us. And they actually started questioning me. Can you imagine, Tony, being questioned as a four-year-old child? It was horrific. I'll never forget it. And then my father and my grandmother just looked on. Nobody thought about giving me a hand, and I was just petrified. Then my mother just waltzed into the room, looked at the man straight in the eyes and said, put that child down. And he obeyed. And from that moment on, I thought, who is this woman? How can she do it? You know, when you're in such fear and then your mother comes to your rescue, you can't put that into words. It's she deserves anything that anyone can say. That she was amazing.
So tell me, do you have children?
Yes, I do.
And how did that affect the way you raised your children?
Well, I would never let them have any harm come to them, obviously. And I've used quite a lot of my mother's principles in raising my children, in believing in them to whatever they want at the time to help them along and to nurture their creativity, which I think is very, very important for any parent. And then you'll have an able, outspoken child.
So I know that growing up and loving your parents, I love my parents, but we didn't always agree eye to eye because we're children, you know, at the time, and we're smarter. And then the one day comes where you hear your parents' voice come out of your mouth and you go, uh-oh. When did that take place, or did it take place for you?
Well, I think, you know, because it was quite an amazing childhood as you've seen it, I had everything that a child could want. Like I had, while other people were standing in line for bread, I had chocolate and oranges because my mother was able to provide for it. But the only thing that she could not provide me for was to be able to speak. And I've had a big problem being able to speak for many, many years or to learn English. And also because of what her activities were, I really didn't know her very well until we did come to Australia. And I think that was the contention, that I didn't understand why are we in another country? Why can't I speak the language? Why can't I get a pair of shoes or a dress when I feel like it? It was that was hard. And then, obviously, when I grew up, I realized just the effort that she made to get us to freedom.
Yeah. Yeah, it's as we grow in our age, we really can appreciate a lot of things differently. I know as I grow older to this day, I'm still thinking about how my parents did things, or how, I don't even know how they did do things. And I know that times are easier now than it was then. Even growing up here in America, you know, we're spoiled, and we have a lot of things, and we always want more. When you look around in today's world and you see the people, well, they're pretty spoiled. We have the internet now, so there's so much access to so many things. How do you think that that has helped you grow your business differently than if there was no internet? Do you think it's a big help for you?
Oh, amazing. The amazing things that one can discover. Also with Georgina, when I wrote the book, I spent most of my time in the Jewish museum getting the facts. Like, I knew the stories, but I needed to get the facts as per the history. But afterwards, to market it, to have Amazon to help me market it, that's all the internet. And now I'm writing my second book. The research that I'm getting from it is just an amazing thing to have that availability. And I don't know if in the U.S. you have meetups where like-minded people can meet and have a chat. And I think that's wonderful also, because I can just go onto the computer and say, okay, well, I'm interested in that subject. Let me find out more about it.
You know, it's funny. I run business networking groups here in Texas, in the state of Texas. And one of the things I'm always telling people is that they really need to use Meetup, because it just is such a great tool. And you can use it with people around the world, and you can find out stuff about the members of the Meetup group. Most of them are free. It's just a great tool to find like-minded people to make relationships in places that you've only dreamed about visiting. So I love Meetup. I'm glad that you use that. So when we go to your website, and what I want to start finding out here is, okay, so the book, Georgina, Holocaust Survivor Stories, there's a book trailer. They can buy the book on your website. They can buy it at Amazon. If they just type in their Google search bar your name or Georgina Holocaust Survivor Stories, it'll come up. Tell me, though, you're more than an author. Okay, what do you do? Because I'm sure there's another book coming out. There should be a book coming out about your journey in life. But tell me more about what you do. Do you coach? Do you speak?
I do a lot of public speaking. I do talk about my book. I also go to Toastmasters, and I win some prizes there because I just love talking. You know, when you been deprived for so many years and had such an incredible fear of speaking, it's a wonderful thing that, oh, I can talk about anything. I can create a new, you know, whatever, and talk about it. It's wonderful. I love it. I also, if you look onto my site, I also, my family, and for the book, you can actually read it. We've been cooks. Oh, my great-grandmother was a very famous cook in Hungary, so it's been passed down, and I passed it to my son better than I am, and my granddaughter, I'm sure she's going to be even better than her dad. So I do a lot of cooking. I also was trained as a pattern maker and fashion designer, so I have some hints about how to make your own clothes, and I make most of my clothes, and I think that's a lovely hobby to have. It's, again, very creative, and it's fun.
So, Gabriella, my question to you is, what's the next book coming out, and is it going to be about Gabriella?
No, the next one is going to be about somebody who was very close to me who had an amazing life. And, again, very similar journey from total suppression to freedom, but the way they've done it was it was in the Balkans, which I haven't really seen that many things about the Balkan and the Balkan Wars, and it was pretty horrendous time. So I wanted to write about that, and then afterwards I will be writing a book about New York.
Okay, because that's the book I want to read. Because that's the book that's got everything in it that will carry on the legacy that your mom did. You know, it'll leave the legacy in your family so that the story's not changed as it's told. And it'll allow people that ripple effect around the world to gain access to more. So I can't wait for that to come out. And you're going to be pretty busy for a while.
Honestly. And I really, as you said on my website, I really think it should be a movie. I think it should be told, not because of any other reason, but because it's inspirational and it would just help so many people to get, in today's world, we've got everything, but somehow along the line, we've been missing that inspiration of actually doing it and motivating.
Yeah. So, you know, I see people go to websites like GoFundMe.com and raise money for movies. So it's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com, and look at that. Now they take a little bit of a percentage of your money, but it's a website that you could use. Search around there. On the website, just go take a look at it, and you'll see that there's opportunity there. Or type in your search bar, raise money on the internet, and all different types. But GoFundMe, I've actually used it myself. I was very sick a few years back, and I had to raise money to go out of the country for stem cell therapy, and I was able to raise money on that in 3 months' time. But people use it to create video games, to create movies, books. Pay their electric bill, all different types of things. You'll be surprised. It's as good of a find as meetup.com.
Really? I will definitely take you up on that, Tony, and have a look at it. I would love to have it as I would love a producer to. I think being a bestseller on Amazon now for over a year, and it has never actually left that in its category, it has never gone further than about 20, and then it's gone back to 1.
Yeah.
Hello? My greatest wish is that somebody actually said, you know, a great producer will say, hey, let's make this a movie. That would be great, but that's a good idea. I will try and see if I can do it myself as well. That would be good too.
Yeah, and because a lot of times, if you think about it, we use Meetup to go and look at different things so that we can find like-minded people. And we can find access to people that we could do business with. Well, just think if you're looking to put together a movie, now I'm sure the big guys in the movie theaters aren't there, but the guys that are trying to come up the ladder like you and I, right, they might be looking there to see if there's any types of people that are looking to put a movie together so you could be spotted there as well.
Fantastic. I'll definitely have a go at that. I'll look at that. I love that sort of stuff because it's interesting. As you said, it made the world so much smaller, the internet. It's a wonderful, wonderful way of living today.
Do you know how Meetup came about?
No, I don't.
So when 9/11 happened, when New York got bombed, the towers got bombed, you know, the planes ran into them, the whole country was really scared, I guess you could say. So two guys out of New York created a website that would allow everyone to while they were still all being friendly, because, you know, a lot of times in America, people just are running as fast as they can to get what they want. But the country bonded together. And what happened was these two guys came up with this website that allowed people to connect with each other around the world. and it's just kept growing. And so it's a great way to gain access to relationships. And if you think about it, all the way back to biblical times, that's what we're supposed to be doing, is building relationships and you know, helping others get through their little struggles in life, not so much worried about our struggles, but helping others get through their struggles. And somehow, miraculously, you know, it shows up that we get through ours.
So, exactly. The more you give, the more you receive. It really does work that way. I find that, you know, like, through life, I have so many experiences and I've learned so much, and I do find that's one of the main things, is to be creative and help others. It's they're the most important thing.
Yep, and it's just really it's a shame that we don't spend more time trying to help others, where society has us just believe in a certain thing. But, you know, people like yourself that are doing what you're doing with the book is showing others how that works, and how to be a little different is better, and how to share the messages is so much better. So, Gabrielle, we're running out of time. I like to ask my guests, if there was one thing that you could tell the listeners today that could help them through the rest of this year, what kind of advice or information or a little nugget would you leave them?
Well, you know, in one of the meetups, I've met a lady who gave me an amazing, she said to look it up, and I did, and I've got it on my wall, and it's from Johannes Wolfgang Goethe in 1832. And it says, the last line in it is, whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Begin it now. How's that?
I love it. I love it. That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome. You say it again. Say that again. I'm going to write it down.
Okay. You can find that. It's quite a long quote, but that's the end of it. It starts, listen to the start. I'll read the beginning because you'd love the beginning. It says, until one is committed, there's hesitancy. The chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness. That's how it starts. And you think about it. As soon as you think, I can't do it, you won't. And then it ends with, whatever you can do or dream, you can begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Begin it now.
That's awesome. I'm going to post that up on Facebook. I like that.
One
thank you so much for your...
Poem, the poem. Have a look at the full poem. It is amazing. Every word, every line is just a bombshell.
And what is the name of the poem?
It's written by Wolfgang von Goethe in 1832. And you can look, if you put into your search engine, until one is committed, this hesitancy by Goethe, you'll get the full quote or the full poem.
I'm going to do that. I appreciate that information. And, you know, just like the internet radio platform allows so many people to learn so many things. And so for me, this is just always a pleasure to be able to talk to people like yourself, ask questions, and learn so much more. I look forward to having you back on the show. Please stay in touch with us and let us know what we could do to help market your book. And I just want to make sure that everybody knows to go to Gabrielle Kovac. I'm going to spell it out, GABRIELLAKOVAC.com. Get the book. You can get a free chapter by going there. You can watch the video trailer. There's all kinds of information. Make sure to take advantage of connecting with her on Twitter, Facebook, Google+. Shoot her an email. Make connection. She's all the way out of Australia. Stayed up till the middle of the night to be joining us here today. So, Gabrielle, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
It has been my absolute pleasure, Tony, and I'm just so pleased that I could do that, and I do hope that I have inspired and motivated some others out there.
Well, you surely have inspired and motivated me this morning, and I sure thank you.
My pleasure.
All right. Folks, we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to recap the show and wrap it up, so stay tuned.
Attention entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Real about who you are, where you want to be, and what you're willing to do to get there. To make the leap from just getting by, to making real money and making a real difference in this world takes a plan and certain skills. If you are serious about building a business that makes a difference in this world, join Michelle Sism at her Legacy Live event in Houston, Texas, September 10th through the 12th. Learn more at LegacyLiveEvent.com. We will see you there.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. Workshop Wednesdays, we're here every Wednesday from 10:30 to 11:30 Central Standard Time. Coming to you live out of Houston, Texas, from the Tough Talk Radio Network studios. Super excited about my first guest today, Gabrielle Kovac, who was calling in from Australia. What an incredible story that she has lived through with her mother being born in Hungary and just going through the Second World War and all the different things that most Americans probably never have to deal with or even thought about dealing with in their lives. Okay, so I did have a caller call in on the show, and Gabriella hung up. I know it's it's after 2 o'clock in the morning her time in Australia, so I couldn't get her on to stay on the line long enough. But I'm going to bring up the caller, and we'll see what his question is and see if we can answer it. Hi, caller.
Yes. I was just very curious every time I, become in contact with someone who has had an experience with respect to World War II or post-World War, I was always interested to hear different people's perspective, and I will get the book and read it. Because it's pretty interesting just from what she explained. But, the mystifying thing with respect to World War II, just as an example, is, 80 million people died in World War II. That was almost a third of the world population at that time. And only about 50 million of those people were civilians, of which it sounds like her generational family was a part of that number. As we look back history-wise on, something of that magnitude, how do we kind of protect ourselves collectively from anybody like a Gabriella going through something like that again? All kinds of books have been written on all types of subjects with respect to the World War. And it's just, some of it is just mind-boggling. I think her family was. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I want to find out. I think if I recognize the area code right, you're calling in from the Maryland area. Is that correct?
Yeah, the Washington metropolitan area.
Okay. So, tell me a little bit. Like, you have an interest in World War II. Is that something that you've had a long time? Is it from family members or yourself that was in the war? Or where does that come from?
Well, I've worked in the White House several times, you know, from a technology standpoint, and I've always sort of been interested in, let's say, presidential history in terms of, like, you know, how do people of leadership handle certain hairy situations that come up, like a world war? And, you know, it's always a curious thing. It comes from a curiosity of, you know, of all the 44 presidents, we had 19 presidents that were president during wartime, of which the next president will also be one of those. I'm just curious, like, if something of that size happens again or could potentially happen again, you know, who would be the person that would be sort of leading the charge, so to speak, as to how we handle ourselves in a situation like that? I mean, she talked about sharing information. You know, I live in the Washington area. Information comes from all different channels, and a lot of it is valid, and a lot of it is not on the news. And depending on who you know, it depends on what you hear and how much you know. And, you know, it's just, sometimes it's scary. But to answer your question, that's where my interest comes from.
Well, I appreciate you calling in and asking the question. You had mentioned something off the air when I was talking to you about, you know, how it relates to today's, the way today's world is run. I don't know if we could ever even compare World War II, World War I, the Vietnam War, all these different things to way so many things seem to take place and change. And so, like, the leader of the country today, you know, everyone's very quick to make decisions and accusations about all the different things that are done right and wrong. But
right.
I don't know, maybe you know better from working in the White House. You really don't know what's really taking place unless you're inside
right.
the closed door. But we seem to make really quick decisions or accusations on how it should be and how it is and what would be better. But as a leader of the country or a leader of an organization or just as a leader of your own family, it's very complicated to understand someone else's struggles or decisions without at least spending a couple of miles in their shoes. What is your take on that, being close to the, you know, in and out of the White House just on different levels?
That's a great question, and I would tell you, just like you said, that old Indian saying about never judge a man until you walk a mile in his moccasins. I mean, a lot of the stuff that comes on the 6 o'clock news, we sometimes think that there was a knee-jerk decision that was made, or, you know, we don't agree with the rationale behind why a decision was made. But quite frankly, it's quite the opposite. I mean, everything that goes down in Washington, it has a structured, methodical approach to it, whether it's on the news or not. And I'll give you a generic example. I used to work with some guys that worked in the Bureau of Engraving and Printing, where the money's printed. One night about 11 o'clock, one of these guys called me and said, "Hey, listen, man, for the first time since I've been down here, we're on forced overtime." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "We can't go home. We've been printing money for like the last 4 days round the clock." So it was like, oh, God, you know, what does this mean? So about a week later, Black Tuesday, okay? Now, it wasn't on the news until, you know, somebody behind the scenes saw this grade 5 hurricane coming. So all of a sudden, they start printing all this money. And people that know people, this information started trickling out. It wasn't on the news. It's just like back channel stuff. And as the years have gone by, you know, different other little situations like that, like in Fort Bragg, they say, like, anytime the bars are empty in Fort Bragg, that means something terrible is getting ready to happen. That's one of those, oh, God, now what? Then we find out a couple of days later, you know, on the news what's going on. You know, that's the part that I'm talking about. A lot of times it may seem like a knee-jerk reaction or may seem like a quick decision, but it just seems that way.
Yeah. Yeah, I just always have a hard time. You know, we have social media now, which really can do a lot of good and just as much harm, right? And
correct.
People have, you know, they air out more information, I guess, that we need to hear. But when I watch people post things up about our our president, our Congress, our country. Okay, there's a lot of things that I don't agree with, but I don't think that we should allow to have access all around the world so that we look like fools. But
I agree.
I kind of go by, you know, when I was raised, we were told what happens in our house stays in our house.
Yeah.
But internet's a little different, and people are a little crazy. But anyway, getting away from all that, my dad served in Second World War, and it was just a different type of time, a different type of person, and I think a lot of that's lost today. So I'm always fascinated by the Gabriella Kovacs, and I really think that sitting there listening to those stories, it's like a movie. You know, you just sit there wide-eyed, and it's very interesting stuff. It's kind of like watching the History Channel, and when someone like that comes across my show, it really just excites me. I really don't even know how to explain it. So if you'd like, I can do an introduction to you and Gabrielle, or you can just go to her website and email her, GabrielleKovac.com, and connect with her, and I would bet that she would be more than happy to connect with you in different ways. And you can find her on the Twitter and the Facebook page as well. So, and if you don't mind, could I ask you your name?
Harold.
Harold, well, I surely say thank you to, first of all, connecting to the show and then calling in, and I hope to hope that you stay tuned as a listener.
I will.
Well, you have a great day, man, and enjoy the upcoming holiday here, and best of luck to you.
Okay, same to you.
All right, thank you very much. Okay, folks, we're going to wrap up the show. We're at that point today where I just want to go over and make sure that, you know, what we talked about in the beginning of the show, the monologue about the fourth quarter of the year, you're a business owner. It's the fourth quarter of the year. It's just like a football field. In the fourth quarter, it determines who the winner of the game is. In the end of the fourth quarter of the year, it determines whether your business was a success or not. Now, just because one team didn't win the game doesn't mean the team didn't play successfully. So don't judge it by different things of win-loss. Okay, judge it by the fact that you made it through the four quarters. You might not have made as much score as you wanted, or as much income or much profit, but what did you do right? What did you do wrong? Is it worth readjusting and playing again? Is it worth getting back on the field come January and produce new results in your business, in your life, in your family, in your community? That's what it's all about for me. So I hope you'll take time out to think about how you can better your business, how you can better yourself, because face it, if you don't better yourself first, we don't have much to go on, right? So I hope that today's show was helpful to you. Gabriella Kovac out of Australia, by way of Hungary, a great book. Make sure to go to GabrielleKovac.com and purchase the book. There's a free chapter. There's a trailer. There's all kinds of ways to connect with Gabriella. If you like anything about history, you'll love this opportunity. Also, a gentleman named Harold out of the D.C. area called in today, had a little bit of a conversation with us, and gave us his feedback on. I love when listeners take the time out, one, to listen, and two, to comment on things and bring what they like to the show. So I hope the rest of you out there will take advantage of that by calling in 347-989-1363 anytime we're airing here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. And also email me, Tony, T-O-N-Y, at Tony Gambone, and that's GAMBONE.com. I love to meet new people. I love to have conversation like I did with Harold. Okay, so it's always a pleasure for me to come here every week from 10:30 to 11:30 Central Standard Time on Workshop Wednesdays. And, hey, if you want to be a guest on the show, I'd love to have you. Bring some information to the listeners out there. Go to workshop-wednesdayswithanS.com, register, and pick a date that's available on the schedule that meets your schedule. We'd love to hear from you. Make sure to connect with me on Twitter. Stop by and like our page on Facebook, Tough Talk Radio. And connect with me on Tony Gambone on Facebook. I hope that today has brought you some information that will be helpful. I hope that everyone will take time out to go to GabrielleKovac.com and purchase the book, or just go on Amazon or your Google search bar, okay, and type in the Holocaust Survivor Stories, Georgina, Holocaust Survivor Stories, and you can check out the book. It looks like a way that you can find out more about how you can be inspired to overcome your own adversities. And to me, folks, that's the struggle in life, right? So hope you'll tune in next week, Wednesdays from 10:30, 11:30 Central Standard Time. Make sure to tune in today at noon Central Time for Legal Eagle and the Coach. They are two guys, one's a lawyer and one's a business coach, and they are bringing you a radio show out of Houston, actually, and they have people from around the world calling in as well. So make sure to check it out, Legal Eagle and the Coach with David Altenburn and Brian Kaiser. My name is Tony Gambone, and I am blessed to have had you have you listen to the show today. I hope everyone has a great week, and we'll see you next week.
This has been another edition of Workshop Wednesdays, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.